En compagnie de Jordan Will, la première question, the first question will go to Chris, the AHL report. Chris, you're up.
Hi, Jordan. I'm good. Stockton was one of the hottest teams in the division. They had won 8 of their last 9 games before tonight. What did you guys do well tonight to win?
I thought we played hard and did what we do best. We're hard to play against, and teams don't like it when we come into their building and they know it's going to be a hard game every time. And I don't think they'd seen our compete level, our execution of the little details. And I think if we do that, we can compete and play with anyone in the league.
And the team had gone through an earlier stretch at the start of the season where we weren't able to score any goals on a power play. Tonight was the third consecutive game where there was at least one power play goal scored. What do you think has been working lately?
I mean, if you saw the power plays in the first start of the year there, we had like one power play game for like 6 games in a row. And I mean, and we had tons of chances. We were hitting post, cross borders, just laying on the goal line. But when you get 6 power plays in 6 games, it looks like the team's not doing well. But sometimes you get 6 power plays in one game and you don't score. And then you score the games in between that. So I think it was just one of those things. We've continued to execute and make the right plays that that we know we can make. And tonight they were the last 3 games, I guess, they've been going in for us.
Thanks.
Thank you, Chris. We'll go with Anthony Marcotte.
Jordan, I really don't want to be picky here, but it's been a couple of games where you just let go a couple of leads in games, but at least you guys are not breaking right now, and you're playing with confidence, especially when the overtime gets going. What was the recipe of your success during the overtime where you were able to take back the position a couple of times?
Yeah, you can't force it in overtime. I mean, it's one of those things where you got to be patient, and you're seeing that more and more even in the NHL where teams have the puck for like 2.5-3 minutes. Personally, I think it's kind of boring, but it's just kind of how 3-on-3 is going now. But like you said, it was addressed in the dressing room after the game. We got to be happy about the win, but it's a couple games now in the last 3 where we've been giving up leads. And if we want to be the team where we want to be at the end of the year, and potentially if there's playoffs, those are things that the best teams, those are things that the best teams don't do, is give up those leads.
Things have been clicking for you, especially offensively. Are you doing stuff different, or things have been going your way basically the last couple of games?
I mean, I switched up my Tate job today, so that was all right. Seemed to work all right there. But I mean, it's the whole year. It's just been generating as many chances as I can. And God, it's been felt like 5-6 a game where it's just grade A chances created from our line, and things just weren't going in. But seems like they're starting to go in a little more for us, which is good. We're getting rewarded for our hard work, and hopefully we can continue that and just keep working hard, creating turnovers and capitalizing on our chances.
Is it easier for you guys, Jordan, right now where there's more stability in your lineup for the last couple of games? I mean, we understand the situation with COVID-19. There was a lot of players that wanted to play at the beginning of the year, but at least right now, there's some stability. There's been a couple of call-ups, and some players have been gelling on a couple of lines right now. Is it easier for you preparing for each and every game?
I think it does make it a little easier. There was definitely, in the first couple weekends, there's a lot of moving parts. And it's tough on guys when you think you played a good game, and next game you're out of the lineup. It's one of the toughest things in hockey, and I think now we're getting on the road. We've had a couple road trips now. I get to gel with the guys a little bit, get to know the guys a little more. We have a lounge that we can hang out socially distant, but at least you get to hang out with the guys a little more, and a little bonding time.
All right, Jordan.